It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Grady Kirkpatrick is program director at Wyoming Public Media. He's also a music host at Wyoming Sounds, which is a new music station from Wyoming Public Media. He joins us from Laramie, Wyoming. Hi, Grady.
Hello. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing well and looking forward to hearing all of these pieces of music from Wyoming that you have brought us today, a range of Wyoming artists. And let's get right to the first one. This is Luke Bell, who's from Cody, and this is called All Blue.
All blue, Lord, all blue. I'm all blue and I can't say the reasons that I feel this way. But I gotta go home, Lord, I can't stay. Well, I got me some $2 shoes and a dusty down coat that fits all right. I'm bound to wander through the tall grass and find the biggest skies I can find, Lord, I can find.
Sounds kind of like Johnny Cash with a lot of coffee, right? An upbeat Johnny Cash. But tell us more about this one.
He's actually a former ranch hand and fifth generation descendant of Wyoming homesteaders, so he knows a little bit about the cowboy life. Rolling Stone magazine shows Luke Bell in the top 10 country artists you need to know in 2016. He's toured cross-country. He got to play Bonnaroo in Tennessee last summer. And what I really like about Luke is I can segue his songs next to any of the greats, like Johnny Cash, like you mentioned, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Bob Wills. Really a big voice, fine songwriter, and he can yodel.
Hmm. And does a lot of the music that you're seeing coming out of Wyoming right now have that cowboy style, or is that pretty unique?
Not necessarily. Luke Bell is one of the better we've heard recently. There's a fair amount of roots rock, but in one of the songs we're going to hear, it's nothing close to that.
Hmm. Well, let's get to another one. This is the Patty Fiasco. That's the name of the group. The song is Saved by Rock and Roll.
She got
very different than the first one. Describe this one for us.
Yeah, and actually there's no one in the band named Patty. I'm not sure where that came from. Who knows? Anyway, the band is fronted by Alicia Kraft. She's from a little town west of here called Encampment, and members of the group also have roots in Wyoming. They're now based in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Alicia spends a fair amount of time in Austin in the winter, but she's a very dynamic, high-energy performer, a bit sassy. She's been known to whip crowds into a frenzy, and the band delivers straight-up rock and roll, part soul, funk, rockabilly, country, blues, and some of her songs reflect the experience of small towns and wide-open spaces.
Well, and I imagine that Wyoming can be a great place for an artist to be because, first of all, probably not that expensive for them to live in certain places, but also you do have those beautiful expanses to inspire you.
Without a doubt. And some of these folks still are here, and some actually have moved to larger cities outside so they can make a little better living. But there is a good scene here.
Well, next we have the group J. Shogren Shanghai. This is Audubon's Birds of America.
High above the pines, I save my nickels, I save my dimes. Saved all winter until I could.
Now, you've said that this style connects back to Wyoming's mountain man scene. What is that?
Yeah, Jay actually worked as a trapper in the tradition of the mountain man back in the 1800s. The style It's a little hard to describe. He calls it catawampus American music, and to be more specific, I suppose, a bit of Rocky Mountain High lonesome roots, folk, and blues. He's lived in Wyoming for quite some time. He has roots in Sweden and the Norse country and lives in a little town west of here called Centennial, population 270 with four bars. He's got a very interesting day job, too, as a professor of economics and finance at the University of Wyoming. He once worked with the King of Sweden and was party to the Nobel Peace Prize with former Vice President Al Gore.
And now he's making music in Wyoming.
Yeah, great storyteller, quite the literate songwriter, and he makes very good use of humor, occasionally on the dark side. And there really does seem to be a certain immediacy and urgency in his songs.
Okay, well, up next, I don't know if we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner, but we do have the Jackson, Wyoming group Sneaky Pete and the Secret Weapons. This song is called Forgotten Lullaby.
While I dream in Technicolor, city tea, you dance with my pen, exposing my very prose with a clarity I may never see again.
Kind of a fish sound there.
A little bit of a jam band. They've got funk, jazz. They like to call their style high altitude stink funk. They formed in late 2011. They are Wyoming's premier funk band. They also do a fair amount of improv. It's a five-piece group. Includes organ, trumpet, great percussion along with guitar and bass. The songs really do have an infectious groove. When they play live, the dance floor usually fills up, and they've toured extensively throughout the West and have a new record out. It's called Dojo. It's their second full release.
And when they say high altitude stink funk, why the stink?
It's nasty.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a fun group. They put on a good show and they get people moving.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is another group from Jackson. This is Canyon Kids. The song is Out Where the West Begins.
Out where the sun's a little brighter, where the snows that fall are a trifle whiter, where the bonds of home are a wee bit tighter, that's where the West begins. Out where the skies are a trifle bluer, how are the friendships a little truer, that's where the West begins.
Who are Canyon Kids?
Canyon Kids are Bo Ellidge and Dusty Nichols, and if those names aren't Western enough, another member's name is John Wayne Harris Jr. They're actually a musical collective, a collaboration, so to speak. On the recording we heard, they have a total of 17 musicians that participated in the recording at Teton Art Lab in Jackson Hole. And the song, Out Where the West Begins, was actually a poem from 1910 written by Arthur Chapman. So they took a number of poems on this release. They have a couple of originals, but set it to music.
Now, in all of these songs that we've heard today and all of these genres, what do you think makes them Wyoming?
I think it's the sense of place is reflected a bit in the lyrics and a little bit of the style of the music. Certainly the wide open spaces, as you've mentioned, gives a bit of a grandeur to it, especially on that last one, and some of the other tunes certainly as well. But the thing about Canyon Kids that I didn't mention, they were working basically as photographers shooting rafting photos in the Snake River Canyon, and they had time to kill, and they ended up writing and rehearsing songs together. So it brought them together in a way that may not have happened elsewhere.
That's Grady Kirkpatrick, who is program director at Wyoming Public Media and also a music host at Wyoming Sounds, which is their new music station. Grady, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go to Spotify, search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.